welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend these next few minutes together and continue on with the message I started yesterday about His church, a living organism. And I want, and my prayer is, that you will realize how important you are to the body of Christ if you've accepted Jesus. Now, as we look around us at the world that we see today, I suppose there's not a living person who almost at one time in their life or another has wished they could start life all over again. It's impossible, right? Well, actually, not exactly. You could say wrong. You actually can begin life all over again. And what is the answer to that? What is the solution? And that is by being born again. And this time, as a born-again child of God, literally, the spirit man is born again. They go from death to life in Christ. To be in Christ means to be fully alive. And we're all in various stages of maturity, of understanding what that means. It takes a lifetime, I feel, to even scratch the surface of all that God has for us, all that awaits us when we are with the Lord. We serve an eternal, everlasting, infinite God in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We shall never be bored, beloved, being with the Lord. Yet, even in this life, limited though it is, surrounded by negative reports and the attacks of the enemy, because he knows his time is short, and there is just a profusion of evil and wickedness upon the earth. And as always, God did it once in the time of Noah. He judged all of mankind, and only Noah and his family survived. And he promised he'd never do that again. But beloved, a time is coming when Jesus is coming back. He will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And then at the conclusion of that time, the devil, having been loosed for a time, will finally be sent to the lake of fire. And then God will create a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, praise God, in the endless ages of eternity. What a wonderful time. This is our future, beloved. We should think about such things. We comfort one another with these words. But I think we hear those terms so often, the new birth, being born again, being saved, that we don't really appreciate how radical an experience that is. We are literally being born again, not into a life of sin or disease or sickness and sorrow, but into life, salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity, into a life of happiness and fulfillment. And this is all done, this is all accomplished by the incarnation of God into human flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus. He took upon Himself the seed of man, and He came into this earth through the normal birth process, except He was implanted in the womb of a virgin by the name of Mary by the Holy Ghost. He was the only true miracle baby in the history of the world, but He provided a miracle way for you and me, whereby every man, every woman, young, old, can be born again. Beloved, His name is Jesus. He is the living, ruling, and reigning King of kings and Lord of lords of the universe, praise God. The Christ of today, that's who He is, ever present, right now, in this present moment in reality, but he was, he is, and ever shall be the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. You know, the religious group in Christ's day were his avowed enemy. They hated him because he dared tell them of a new and living way. He disregarded their traditions. And beloved, we have been giving specific promises. They're outlined in the New Covenant. Jesus himself said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Notice, he is the resurrection. That's such a familiar passage. We know that's why we celebrate Easter. He rose from the grave, but he's also the life. Resurrection, what does that mean? It means literally to rise from the dead, to rise again as Christ rose from the dead. The rising again to life of all the human dead, which will happen before the final judgment. And of life, of course, is that quality which distinguishes a vital and functional being from a dead body. It's the process of living. It's the form or pattern of something existing in reality. And we saints have that precious privilege to have Jesus as our form and our pattern, if you please. And we are to be like him. We're to be members in particular of his body in this earth. And if we are, and we are, then we are going to look like, act like, walk like, live like our pattern, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ established a new covenant for us based on better promises. He himself took our infirmities, the weaknesses of our flesh. He bare our sicknesses, that's what the word says, and he conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered the curse for us that we should live unto the Lord and as our Lord did. He is our example. And there's some churches and ministries I know that are really on fire for God. Praise God. But, beloved, there are multitudes of well-meaning, good-intentioned, sincere church people who name the name of Jesus, call themselves Christians. They are in need. And in many cases, their leaders simply are not preaching the whole counsel of God. Jesus had some strong words to say, if you read the Gospels, to the religious leaders of his day and those that sought to destroy him. And I'm quoting him now, howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. What a strong indictment, a stinging indictment that was against the leaders of his day, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. And beloved, he has given us these great and precious promises that we have a purpose to fulfill. Whoever you are, whatever you are, it doesn't matter your age, if you're very young, if you're old, God has a purpose every day of your life. And our challenge is to discover what that specific purpose is. We have a general purpose, a will of God that's outlined in the Bible of God, in the Word of God. But we have the precious Holy Spirit to lead us in the path of righteousness day by day. And he will bring things to our attention, things that we need to address in terms of self-examination, things we need to repent of, things that he would like us to do, he'd ask us to do. Sometimes we feel really stretched and it's difficult to do those things, but great obedience will afford great blessings. I know, I think back to my early days in the Lord. I was asked to do things like lead song service or preach a message, and it was like I felt so inadequate. In fact, the first time I led songs, I said, I'll never do that again. It was just so uncomfortable. But of course, because I love God, wanted to please God, when I was asked, I did it again. And of course, it wasn't the request that needed to change, it was me. And praise God, He did quite a work in me. that I could be, you know, doing what I'm doing today. And He wants to do that with you. You have talents, you have gifts, you have abilities. And they're not necessarily all fivefold ministries of being an apostle, a prophet, a teacher or a pastor. But there are so many wonderful ministries of help that the body of Christ needs. Administrations, leadership abilities. God is looking for people with a willing hand and a willing heart. This is, beloved, a time for action. In fact, I'm going to share a little bit with you. It's 1 Chronicles 22:16. The word of the Lord states, "Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." This is a time for action, beloved. I just sense the Spirit of God, even to those who are listening, and you've sensed it in your own life. It's not just me advising or informing you. You have sensed a dissatisfaction. You've sensed a yearning, a hunger for something more, for something deeper. And beloved, this is a time for action. The Lord wants to complete what He started in you. He who began a good work is also faithful to complete it. Notice, not continue just working on it, but complete it. He's going to bring you to perfection. It may not be completed in its fullness until we're actually with Jesus, but there's a continual process of growth and maturity and understanding of spiritual principles, dynamics of the kingdom that God wants to impart to us. It's also time to rebuild broken walls and to advance and to possess new territories. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown by, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. I alone read and answer the mail. And I have literally files after files over the years of testimonies that come in of how God has answered prayer and how He's ministered through the letters that God so graciously grants for me to share. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And know, whether you write or not, I'm praying for you every day. My UCM partners, of course, I know, and those who are just listeners, I pray for you that the word of the Lord will find good ground in your heart. I thank you for your prayers for me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.